This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdal. Mexico has picked a new president following elections over the weekend. Enrique Peña Nieto got about 38% of the vote, though a runner-up candidate has refused to concede. Nieto's victory marks the return to power of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI. It ruled Mexico for 70 years before being ousted in 2000 amid allegations of corruption. This time, though, Mexico's people are hoping the PRI can bring stability and some measure of economic hope. Jennifer Collins reports from Mexico City.
Lulu Catarino is 22 years old. She runs a sweet stand and lives in Mexico City. And her favorite clothes come from
El Colestin.
Hollister, owned by the American retailer Abercrombie & Fitch.
Because it's comfortable. Because it's not too ugly.
But a Hollister t-shirt can cost her a week's wages. Enrique Peña Nieto won election promising that Mexicans will earn more under his administration. And it's for that reason Catarino voted for him.
Poder darnos más trabajo.
He can give us more work, more security. We're hoping for real change right now with Enrique Peña.
Joy Langston is a professor at Mexico City Center for Research and Teaching in Economics.
You know, Mexicans love consumer goods, love consumer durables, love clothes, love TVs, love everything. You know, there's nothing really radically different between a Mexican family, a middle-class family, and an American middle-class family.
Almost two-thirds of Mexican imports come from the U.S., so better wages could create more demand. But it's those low wages that have also helped Mexico improve its competitiveness against a country like China. Mexico City economics professor Duncan Wood says Enrique Peña Nieto will have to walk a very fine line.
If there's going to be much greater involvement by the federal government in how much you're paid for a particular task, then I think there would be severe resistance from industry for that.
The last thing the country wants is for anything to interrupt the flow of exports, three-quarters of which go to the U.S. In Mexico City, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.